Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and it is turning the volume up just a little bit. I know some of you listen to the show during the week, so I don't know if the volume's high enough. But anyway, it's July 21st, and if you've read, I did purposely invite some of you to come and listen tonight. Thought it'd be interesting for you to know that we have a guest tonight, and I see that the chat room is quiet at the moment, but some people have called in. I got three on the line now, and I'm waiting for my guest to call in. We have a gentleman named Roy, and if you look at the description for this evening, this individual, he'll be calling in a minute, and I'm so thrilled to have met him. I met him in an office in Tombstone. He was visiting the town, and we had a common past connected with the spiritualism that we both enjoy, and he shared with me an amazing story. And when just a conversation, I gave him a call and I invited him to come on and share with us an amazing story of his life. And I see we have three people on, and Roy has just joined us. But I'd like to ask the three of you, if you please don't mind holding on. I know this is a toll-free number, but I would like our guest to have the floor and to have him talk first. And then if he shared with me that he may have to leave a little early. If he does, I'll be glad to get questions from the audience in the chat room. People are coming in now. And we can ask questions of him if he doesn't mind sharing. So I'd like to go to the board. And I believe this is him. Is this Roy? Hello, Roy. Oh, boy. Hope the chat room is working.
Right here.
There you are. Hello. Is this Roy?
Hello there, Nancy.
Hello, hello. Well, the evening is quiet so far. Chat room will start getting pretty busy here. There we are. Hello, CJ. And the room will start packing it with people. I just want to make sure we had a few more people so they can listen. We have three in the chat room. I'm so glad you gave of your evening tonight and to share with us an amazing story. So I would like to give you the floor for as long as you would like to share the story. And if you have time, I encourage people to call in. Or if these people don't have a question for you of near-death experiences, that courteously hang up and wait until you finish your story. And those who want to hold on because they have near-death experience and want to share something with us, the chat room, hello everybody. My gosh, it's filling up quick. Hello, both in spirits, CC Radio, Jaden, Sal, Guest, Kathy, Jenny Davis, Blue Diamond, CJEPP Radio. Hello, hello, it's filling up quickly. If you have a question for Roy, do me a favor, hello everybody in the chat room. I love the hugs, Sal. Do me a favor and give me the question in cap. And, you know, I hate to admit this, I did get a pair of computer glasses, and even with that, you know, sitting away from the computer screen, I have to move up closely. So if you have a question for Roy, he's going to share with us a near-death experience he had, or if you have a general question when he gets done about anything you want to ask of me, if you put it in caps, I'll see it easier. So for those of you just getting in, hello, hello, every Walsh, hello there. My website is nancymatz.com. And we're going to have a guest. I knew the chat room would fill up quickly here. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. I'd like to just, in a minute, Roy, I think that the people are going to be showing up or here already. So do me a favor. Why don't you give us a little of your story and start telling your story where people are coming in. They can read the description so they know you'll be here tonight and they won't be blasting these questions for at least a good half hour. And I would love the audience to share with us what you can and what you think is important for us to know. I give you the floor.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nancy, ever so much for this opportunity. What I'm going to try to share is the truth as I see it from my perspective. Everybody's
okay.
Truth is different, and we all have to go through a lifetime to experience that. Okay. It happened February of 1962. I had a rather bad accident, but if you've been in this work any kind of length of time, you know that there are no accidents.
Mm-hmm.
No accidents. Okay. I was in really bad shape. I was losing a lot of blood. I had a lot of blood oozing out of my body. They rushed me to the hospital. I got there okay. I was still alive. I just needed something for pain. I was in really bad pain. What I expected in my life and what I actually got as far as the direction was very different. Anyway, I'm laying on the operating table, and before I knew it, after all the pain medicine that they injected me, I was floating above the operating table. And I guess you could say my body was like near the ceiling, and I was looking on in fascination. And I think the thing that surprised me the most was that I'm very blind or nearsighted, and all of a sudden I could see just fine without glasses on. But there was my body there being operated on, and here I am watching it as if I'm a third person or like at a movie. So all of a sudden I turned around and I saw what I would describe as this tunnel of white light. And of course, I've heard about this and knew something of it. And I wondered, you know, where does this go? And I kept entering this tunnel, and it just seemed to be forever in length. And I kept going down. It's like being in a railroad tunnel. You see this light at the end, but it just seems to take forever to get there. And once I got to the other side, there was my grandfather. And
you said it, interesting thought. You said it seemed like forever. Did you have any, it just seemed like you were going on and on, or did you have a sense of any time?
Well, that's an interesting question. It seemed to me that it took at least 5 seconds. It, to me, that seemed like an eternity, because you see something and it's like you're pulled, but it seems so slow. It's like you're never going to get to the end of the tunnel, but you do. It's there. Go ahead, Nancy.
No, don't. I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead and finish your story. I think sometimes people, when they hear about the tunnel, I think they say, well, it goes on forever. Was that 5 seconds or 5 minutes, or did it seem like a really longer than that? So that's what I was kind of curious about.
I would say a good 5 seconds. I'm sure in other people, depending on where their state of mind was. I mean, this was my first trip through the tunnel.
Your first trip. Okay.
Okay.
You saw your grandfather.
So I saw my grandfather, and I said, wow, it's true. There is life after death, that we are eternal beings and that we go on forever. And we chatted very briefly. And it was as, I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional here. He was pointing back towards the tunnel, and he says, you got to go back. He says, you're not done. And I parted very sadly, and the next thing I knew, I awakened in the hospital room. I was very fortunate in that the surgeon that worked on me was a former mass surgeon from Korea, and he saw a lot of battle damage and other catastrophic injuries to people. And a little over 300 stitches later, and a loss of a left hand and a missing tooth, no other body parts were destroyed, but he said I was extremely lucky. He said I should have died. He says he doesn't know now why I lived. I'm
wow.
there yet, but obviously I'm saved for some reason, maybe to give this message. I'll open it to questions.
At the moment, everybody's still saying hello, hello. I have 14 people in the blog chat room, so they're just saying hello to each other. And they know what on tonight, so any questions coming in, we do have a call, 951 area code. But I would like to ask you a couple of things. In the readings I'm doing, and I'm happening to pick up Melvin Morris, MD, he speaks of people who've gone through this And Roy, they talk of how their life patterns have changed. Now, you were a pretty young man at that time, maybe even a teenager. Did you see that you changed your, they even speak of eating habits, of how they treated people. Did you go through kind of a personality metamorphosis?
Well, this happened when I was 18. And the biggest single thing I can remember is the music that I heard on the other side. In my day and age, we listened to rock and roll music. And all I can remember is what I would call this celestial, or if you want to use the word, heavenly music. And since that day, I've been addicted to what I would call classical music. Not the disconnected kind, but more like the Mozart, the Beethoven, the Brahms, Tchaikovsky. Very good music that's like has a mathematical formula to it.
I've actually heard that before. Say, in my readings, they've said something about music you can't describe here on the planet.
I was very angry then. I was really mad. You know, why me? Well, you can't have a pity party. It reminds me of a lot of articles in Ann Landers, or Dear Blabby, as I call her. When you're dealt lemon, you got to make lemonade. So it took me a couple of years to get my act together, and I eventually survived and became somewhat successful.
Great.
But the music has stayed with me, and when I hear a lot of this rap music, it just sets me off on edge. I'm very sensitive to noises around me, and that has remained so to this day. I don't know whether it was from, like you might say, post-traumatic stress syndrome. I don't know, but sharp noises really affect me.
I really can appreciate that. I mean, a psychic intuitive, I have hard times going places where it's noisy. We do have a couple of questions from the chat room. Jenny Davis has asked, has Roy picked up any extra abilities since he nearly died?
Well, that started a whole new search along the path of life. I became a metaphysical minister. I became a voracious reader into near-death experiences, past life recalls, out-of-body experiences, the whole genre. I mean, I read every Casey book I could get my hands on back then, and I've been to ARE a few times. And
wow.
Yes, my wife and I have thousands of books devoted to the metaphysical discipline, and we've done a lot of reading.
I have a call come in, and CC Radio said, I've heard that in near-death experiencers become sensitive after that experience. I really do believe that. And the other question was very similar. Has a guest found he's able to read people or be sensitive to spirit energy? And while you answer that, let me click on area code 951 and see if this individual has a question for our guest. Go ahead and answer that, and then 951 area code. Hold on just for a moment. Roy, how about that? Do you find that you can read people or sensitive to spirit energy since that accident?
Yes. There was a period of time where in early 84, I was like a walking psychic, and it was overwhelming me because I was able to pick up almost anybody that I would look at, and I would see colors around their body, and I'd pick up and receive information not only from their relatives but things that were happening. I remember particularly if I liked somebody that I knew, and I remember walking into this place, and this lady, she looked kind of sad, and I asked, I said, Nancy, did somebody steal your car? And she said, how did you know? I just got off with the police. And I said, well, I was just at the police department talking to some of my friends, and they told me about it. But it became disconcerting because I was picking up all this information. I was like a walking receiver, and it was inundating me. And I found a hard time doing my professional work and still have a life of my own.
Wow, that's amazing. The other area code 951 did turn off. I apologize for not getting to you fast enough. Call back in if you have a near-death experience question for me, for Roy. What was the other one? I saw something else. CJEVP Radio. Roy, you mentioned this being your first time. How many near-death experiences have you had more since then?
I had one more.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead. You want to share that with us, or you prefer not to?
Not at this time.
Okay. I'm sorry there. So it does happen to people over and over again. There was a gal, if she's listening tonight, I'll call her Miss E. If you're listening tonight, she has had a couple because of numerous illnesses. And once you've had one, I find that people have not tendency to have more, but they seem... If you had one, it seems like people do have more. There's an interesting book I'm reading, and it's called Where God Lives, and it's written by Melvin Morris, M.D., and it's the science of the paranormal and how our brains are linked to the universe, where they've come to a space in our brain, our front right lobe area, that people seem to, when they had a near-death experience. He is a pediatrician, and... he speaks of a girl, a child, and she says, I can talk to God whenever I want to. And after discovery, it seems like you can train your brain, not just to go through a near-death experience, but to reconnect on a higher level with a God environment or the energy, even though you're not experiencing a near-death experience. So sometimes when I talk to people like Roy or Mrs. E., they not just had one, they've had numerous experiences, which I kind of think it'd be fun for all of us just to have one to see what happens, because I think inside of us all we have that, not jealousy, but that little twinge of wanting more information. Most of the audience knows I've had cancer and I've had kind of a rough life and illness, but when I was 6 years old, I almost bled to death during the night from tonsils out, and afterward, years later, my mother told me she'd given me some aspirin, not knowing I was going to bleed like that. And I do have a memory of but I don't know if it's a near-death experience. You know, Roy, people like myself that in this business, they say, well, Nancy, what happened to you to make you psychic all your life? Well, my father had the gift. But I do have a dream of being about 5 or 6 years old, 6 years old, about that size. And I'm playing with a little girl, and she says, you can't play with me anymore. You have to go home. And that was the end of it. And all my life, I have had that memory. Now, did I come so close to dying during the night, and my mother found me in time in the morning? It was probably pretty traumatic. Unfortunately, when you take aspirin, you have profound bleeding, and you can appreciate what that must have looked like for my mother. But all my life, I've had that memory of what it looked like for that dream. And I wonder how many people in the audience, hello, Missy and Mindy and Tina Lee and Karen and Pisces Lady and Check It. You know, when I sent this little note out, I'm so thankful for you for joining us, because we all have that urge and want. And it's not like we're jealous that you went through this, because clearly you had a very hard experience. But maybe we want you to tell us there is a God, or tell us that you had something so extraordinary that we all can experience it. And the one thing I really clicked into is that you met a grandfather. And clearly this man was a spirit person. And as I listened to you talk, it's like I get a really sharp, clean picture of him. And so my next question to you was, did it appear and feel like not just that you didn't need glasses, but there was an extra clarity and color to everything? Do you remember that, Roy?
Well, I'm not saying that I will actually remember that part of it, but it seemed like he was younger than what I remembered when he died. It so happened that my birthday and his birthday was the same. But the other big experience that I had about this was that I didn't fear death anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, between the music and no fear of death, knowing that we just go on forever. Those two things changed my whole life.
Wow.
It made me want to learn more about this traveling, and there's so many books out there on the subject.
Traveling like in out-of-body experiences or other near-death experiences?
Out-of-body experiences. That was something that I practiced, and there's, of course, books on that.
I wonder if that's part... Pardon, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. Melvin Morris was speaking of that young girl and her ability to connect to the universe. And they, I don't know, I haven't read the whole book. I was trying to read it before tonight. How that because of the near-death experience, the front frontal lobe changes. And these children are speaking to how they're able to connect with the God world. And I wonder if that's not also a catalyst for out-of-body experiences, or people who travel out-of-body experience have it more easily readable to them if they've had some sort of near-death something. I do feel like that's interesting. Karen had, Karen, where did I? Okay, she put it in cap. Are you really having another near-death experience or just connecting more easily in another way? That's what we were speaking to out-of-body experiencers. Not that most of them have, but I wonder if at some time there was some kind of episode in their life. One gentleman that I really love reading, I always make reference to him, is Albert Taylor. And he's a NASA scientist, aerospace engineer, and he now currently lives in Southern California. And he's been having out-of-body experiences since he was about 5 that he can remember. And he's given up everything to teach this, but I'd be curious to know, and I need to email him or ask him if he had had a tough birth or near-death experience in his childhood. I wonder if we don't check with people who have easily out-of-body experiences if they've had other kind of episodes in their life that allow them more accessibility to that. I don't know. I'm just making a statement. So anybody that's listening in the chat room, if you have more information on that, I would love to know. This is an open discussion. I'm trying to kind of bring above. Oops, I'm sorry. I've been kind of on the fence about whether I'd want a near-death experience because of what would have to happen to get there. Yes, the person in the chat room says, I'd like to experience it, but to experience one, you have to have an episode that would make you want to get there, so you don't have to die to experience the tunnel. I guess that's the problem. If you have an out-of-body experience, you're not going to be able to access the tunnel or meet dead relatives. Out-of-body experiencers speak of floating above the trees like I have, or being thrown across the room or out into the atmosphere, but not necessarily to see dead relatives. So, Roy, if you have you had out-of-body experiences, have you ever come across any dead relatives?
Not in the OBEs that I can remember. But so you want your cake and eat it too.
I don't remember
that my body was strained tremendously. I'm not sure why I didn't die, but I didn't. And going back the second time was indeed easier. It was like a familiarity of, oh, I know this path. I've been there before. And going through the tunnel was much quicker the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I can relate to it. I would say the colors were sharper. The music was still great. And again, no fear of death.
Wow.
So that's the long and short of it, at least from my perspective.
A little bit more curiosity. One of the chat room people said, I wouldn't want to come back, that's for sure. With that, of course, people know I read everything I get my hands on. And a few of the books I've read that seem to be a common operation over, like you went through trauma. And some of the statements that people have made is, why did you bring me back? Oh, I don't want to come back. And so I think that some of the people in have read Edie, Embraced by the Light. And in one of her episodes, she had said she had gone over and they said, you'd have more children, you'd have to go back, and she didn't want to. So I can appreciate how much that we have a purpose here. All the readings I've done, many people know of, I've read a lot, and you seem to enjoy me. You wouldn't be all in the chat room here. I'm good enough that I sometimes struggle with the choices of free will. But there has to be some, otherwise we'd all be talking into people like me, and there'd be no free will. There has to be some. But with that thought, if there is some but not a lot, is that we choose a lifetime for the journey already designed for us. And if we are taken to the point of exiting too soon, our spirit people and the guides, as in Roy's case, his grandfather, encourage us not to give up hope, that you need to come back. And clearly, some of what I've read, people come back into a terrible situation of pain and discomfort, and they're struggling, and the comment that I need to go back, I don't want to be here, yet they still survive. Someone I know, and I can't, of course, tell names, tried to commit suicide, and it didn't work. And I think there was a movie just come out. Oh, my gosh. You see how good I am if I... that first movie came out, and it was White Noise, and then the second movie came out. Some in the audience can tell me White Noise 2, and he talked to somebody in the movie who tried to commit suicide and destroyed side of his face. And I, even in the act of suicide, if it's not your turn, you're not going to go. So I do believe that there's a destiny, and we pick a body for the destiny that it will lead to. And most of you know that I, with humor, will chuckle over this, that when I was declared a psychic, oh my gosh, they pointed to me and said, she's a psychic, and I was so insulted. I was like, oh, because I had a career that most people dream of, and I had no intention to ever leave it. Well, 2 years later, I left 24 years Pacific Bell as an engineering supervisor to become a professional psychic medium. So I think destiny is at hand, and Roy, I think at one time you spoke to, I don't remember, so you have to correct me, Roy, if I'm wrong. Did you ever just really figure out what your destiny was, or is it now in your life now that you now know why you had to come back?
Good question, and it's something I really can't answer yet because I don't think I've gotten there.
Okay.
In 1973, I was in a famous person's house, and there was about 60 people in the house, and she did not see me at the time. And I remember she came in with this gorgeous outfit on to introduce herself and talk to everybody. And as she was scanning the people in the audience, she stopped when she got to me because I was the last one. I was behind the door. And
okay.
She just stood there and pointed to me and called me by name. This person did not know me from Adam. And it shocked me. I was trying to figure out how in the world did she know this and what am I supposed to do? So obviously I haven't gotten to the point that she saw in me. So I guess I'm going to be here until that happens, unless it's the next lifetime.
One of the girls from chat room week ago or the week before, she asked if she were going to have some abilities. And I could tell her, and it's hard to explain at times, but there's a light, and it shines. And I feel like those, like yourself, Roy, and I'm complimenting you on surviving and persevering through such difficult times, that you have a light. And I can tell the difference between people who have a psychic ability and those who have a destiny. And I was being really, I'm trying to word it the best way, audience. I think she's part of the chat room tonight. And I said to myself, she's not to know when the day comes, because when it comes, she has to be completely fresh. If we know the end result, the destiny of where we're supposed to go, would we hurry it? Would we detour it? Would we blow it? And I don't know that we're always supposed to know. Even in my life, what is the destiny for Nancy? I don't know yet. I haven't lived it all. Jenny here says here, my father was pronounced dead on arrival. We got the phone call, but somehow I knew he was going to be alive. He woke up to a priest reading his last rites. It was a quite amazing thing for him to experience. Like I said, if you're meant to live, you will. My daughter was sharing with me and a couple of the nurses in emergency rooms how easy it is for the human body to die. I was really quite taken back with it, as with the mustard seed. If anybody knows about the story of the mustard seed, is that this is a tough little seed, and under the most harshest of conditions, it will survive. And we're programmed to fight for survival. Yet I believe the destiny of a certain body, if it's meant that you will die, it could take a pinprick and you will die. Yet people who survive the most horrendous flesh-eating diseases or massive heart attacks or transplants, they do survive against the odds because it is part of their destiny to survive and to go on. Same with my cancer. I survived it. And I changed everything because I took that to be, I was living my life the wrong way. And it had nothing to do with my husband. It takes two to make a marriage. It takes two to destroy a marriage. And I took the responsibility and changed it for both our benefits. And I own that. So life changed because of the cancer. It would not have if I hadn't had that wake-up call. And Jenny asked, and he does have some psychic abilities now. Yes, he did say that. He's very intuitive, and more so probably than he was before this accident. Most of you know that I work a lot. And over the years, my hearing is, you know, I grow older, and Roy, we all know this, hearing goes and eyes go, and just gosh darn at times, but we're just hauling around this piece of flesh, and it will break down. But even so, if I'm in a grocery store and a child screams, even over the next aisle, I'll cringe. I don't go to the loud man movies, but my husband does. Like, oh, 300 came out. Well, he went and saw that. And he saw just recently another man movie. I can't remember which one it was, but he'll go see Dark Knight. Because sometimes the stress of the theater is what hurts me as much as the movie itself. A loud noise bothers me. So clearly, Roy, not just because of his experience, but probably the increased abilities you did have, and you become so sensitive, loud, harsh music also hurts me, that I would much listen to a wind chime than any music at all. So I really do appreciate that.
I've become rather empathic at times, and in the early 60s, I started going to a spiritualist camp, and two older people, not husband and wife, but they were in their late 70s, befriended me and helped teach me mediumship and understanding of it and how to interpret things, and they helped me tremendously. And without them, I'm not sure I would be as far along as I am now. I remember back when a movie came out called Last Samurai. I think Cruise. We happened to see that movie on Pearl Harbor Day. Mm. And I wish you could have felt the emotions in the theater while that was being played, because Pearl Harbor happened that same day. And even people who were not aware could feel the emotions, and there was a lot of crying people in that movie theater. It was really something. But yeah, I can't go to violent stuff. I can't stand violent shoot 'em stuff. I just can't handle it. I need peace and tranquility, and that's what my castle has. If it just was a castle, but it is to us people here on the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
But if I think we die so easily because we have died so easily in the past. A lot of us have changed sexes. We've died at various ages. And once you start delving into this, you learn about simultaneous time and how it changes your other lives, both ahead of you and behind you. And some of this may be too advanced for you people, but trust me, it's true.
It's true, yes. Couple of people in the room, remember, people in the chat room are usually very interested in metaphysics and spirituality, and quite a few comments about being more in tune after stress levels are increased. A couple of people who I know are very intuitive have a hard time, need peace and quiet even after going to the movies. Someone choked in here about in this hard time, a sister is so intuitive from the hard times of stress. brings on this kind of thing. Maybe their death experience causes the body high level stress to switch on those switches that she knows what call to answer and what not to call. Meaning bill collectors. Jenny says, I never died, but I'm still sensitive to the violent movies. And I just made that comment, Jenny, that Roy clearly has gone above and beyond the experiencer level, and that because of that, he's become more in tune to the universe and more sensitive to a great level. But that doesn't mean we have to experience that to be sensitive. And Jenny and a couple of other people in here, Kathy, hello, many of you are very, very intuitive, and it is a struggle how to deal with it. How do you cap it and control it? What is it about? Why do you have it? Where are you going to go with it? And a lot of you ask me those questions every week. And Tina, I did see in here that your brother passed away this week. And, of course, a lot of us, we knew that he was ill, and I'm very, very sorry about that. So prayers to you. I know you have to leave to go to a show, do your own show. So a lot of us have the ability that going through any kind of stress level increase it. Roy, on the other hand, I don't know if he had abilities prior to 18, if you can remember, but clearly after that, I think his body, I don't know if called an adjustment, but like my cancer pushed the intuitive buttons. I call them third one flavors, so I think we all have switches we turn on and off in our brain. Clearly, they're increased to a great deal. Now, Roy, I don't know, I met you a few times, but I don't know if in your life, if you're a professional reader, or do you use your abilities now in other ways? Are you a reader, or do you just apply it to your work or world? I don't need the details, but do you use it? Are you conscious of it? Do you share it with other people?
Well, I'm really particular about how I like to look at myself as like a Johnny Appleseed, and depending on how people react to certain things that I'll say to them will depend on how much more information I'll give them next time we meet. I'm trying to see where they are and how open they might be, because there's a lot of closed-minded people out there. There's many people that think, well, this is the only life and they got to get the best of it that they can because this is their only trip. And that's okay. They will eventually get it. They'll keep coming back and back until they finally figure out, well, there's more than one life. But mm-hmm. It takes some people a long time to get there. I took, you might say, a shortcut, but it almost killed me. It wasn't something I had desired to do. It happened. Like I say, there's no accidents. And Life goes on. But when you're stressed and strained, I guess it turns on different bits in your brain and it reconnects to your soul pattern from previous lives, and all of a sudden you can do things that you used to do but forgot. It's all there. You just got to remember how to use it. And that's a journey unto itself.
I'd like to give the callers a guest number to call in, area code 347, prefix 205-9071. I encourage you to call in and ask Roy a question about his experience. And he is a working individual, and so he won't give you close details of who he is or what he's about. We're keeping it more private for him. But I encourage you to call in, ask him a question. And I'm going to open it up now. If you would like to ask me a question, I left the let the show run a little longer tonight. I think he can only be on a few more minutes. But if you have another question for him, chat room people, I'm inviting you to also give a question. Do me a favor and put it in caps. But you can now open up. I'll give you all time to start asking me questions if you want me. I know some of you come in because you have something very important you need to ask me this week. So why don't we open it up? And Roy, whenever you need to leave, just say, Nancy, it's time to go. And I'll just click you off the air, and we'll talk later. And I know the audience, we're so appreciative for you to, here's another question coming in. I really appreciate you giving your evening up. That's very nice of you, and you had 18 people in the chat room alone. So we usually have 25, 35 people listening. So there's quite a few people that wanted to hear your story, and I really appreciate it. Who knows, that one person out there like Tina, who lost a brother, but she is a psychic medium, so she's open to the survival. Maybe there's somebody else in the audience that got your story and really believed you. Here's an individual. Okay, so this individual needs a question for me. So, Roy, hold on a minute. Let me just answer this question. This
sure.
is from, I don't know sometimes if you, I had someone, I answered a question on the chat room, and then he asked me not to give his name, and I apologize for that. So I'm going to go ahead and say, this is from Chuck. What should I do about the situation with my parents? Please help me. Well, you didn't give me quite enough. You did tell me both parents are alive. It feels like one of the parents is causing some problems with other people in the family. Whether that parent has problems thinking clearly or not, I'm not sure. I don't know. Check it and read it. Give me a little bit more. Is there a parent disrupting the situation with other people in the family? It feels like that parent is, I don't know if it's illness or communication, but there's a stirring up of the pot. So I just need a wee bit more. What can you do about it? If they're able to take care of themselves, you need to let the parents be the parents and you be the child and walk away. I'm really careful when I give that kind of advice, broad-based without knowing too much, but I see that our children are trying to take care of the parents, and when they're not ready, you're going to have more problems. Karen says, yes, Roy, I love the validation. Thank you. Jenny says, thank you, Roy, for sharing your story. And Chuck says, yes and yes. Oh, did I do it, Chuck? I gave you the answer. Okay. Thank you very much, and thank you, too. I guess I read the situation right, Chuck? Okay. If I did, that one person, it could be the female, I feel like this is not going to stop what she's doing, but I'm not sure the reason. Okay. All right. You can call at 347-205-9071. Since we have 18 users in the chat room tonight, I have a dear friend who's in the chat room tonight, and she wanted me to, Jenny, will your husband need surgery? I'm hearing a yes on that, but not as serious as you think. Okay? And I hear yes, and I'm seeing it in the hospital room, but that could be in-and-out surgery, or it could be actual check into the hospital. I am seeing the white garment, so it's more than just a Band-Aid. Okay. My website is nancymaps.com. 18 people in there, thank you for coming tonight. And a dear friend of mine said, Nancy, we need to give an offer. Maybe people need to know they connect with you. I do readings for a living. And I would like to encourage people, $20 off on half-hour reading if you connect with me in the next day or so for a session. And I have looked at who all's on the chat room, so when you email me, let me know that you are in the chat room tonight listening to Roy, and it will be $20 off a half-hour session with me. And on top of that, if you want a book, make sure you ask me, and I'll give you one of my books. And that way, the networking will start. And I do think, thank you, my dear, dear friend who's in the chat room. I won't embarrass her. But I think it's something we need to once in a while let people know that we do this for a reason. We do connect with the audience. And because you took the time to listen to us tonight and Roy has taken his evening, that I want to thank you and to give you a little bit of discount on the session. Jenny says, it isn't serious. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't think it was that serious, but it does need to be fixed. Karen says, Roy, what can you compare the tunnel to?
Compare the panel to?
The tunnel, T-U-N-N-E-L. When you were in the tunnel.
Well, all I can remember is as a kid, I remember walking into this railroad tunnel, and I'm going to say it was probably half a mile long, and when you first enter it, you see this light at the end. It looks like the size of a pinhead. Mm. And as you get closer, of course, to the end, the tunnel mouth gets bigger and bigger. That's the best way I can describe it. It's like this long pipe that you're in. All I can remember is floating near the ceiling, and I guess I was hearing the music coming out of the tunnel. I don't know why I turned and saw the tunnel, but I did. And it seemed like it took forever to get to the end of it, but once I broke through, I heard the music and saw my grandpa. And like I say, he seemed younger. My eyes were sharp, a pretty blind bat, but it was nice. It was really nice. I believe there were other relatives there, but he was the closest to me. So he
like
was
shadows. Now, curious, of people I've talked to and what I've read, was there movement of the tunnel, or were the walls smooth, if you can remember that far back?
I'm going to say the walls were smooth, like a pipe. Imagine if you could get inside of a PVC pipe. I don't remember the pipe or the tunnel being rough. I felt like it was smooth. That's what I sensed. It was smooth. And I agree with your diagnosis on that operation.
Okay. He wrote in there that it was a shoulder injury. So it's like I said, I can see the doctors bending over the hospital bed, and I see the white gowns, but the sense that they're doing repair work instead of something serious. And once you confirm that with the shoulder, yeah. Let's see. I saw some other statements. Let me see here. Thank you for the compliment, Jenny. Someone's talking about dreams. Oh, that's an interesting. I know you were so young, so maybe you can't remember. Do you find that as, not just as time goes on, but since that episode, or even the second episode, have you had better dreaming? Do you do prophetic dreams?
Well, I have to say I get some really interesting dreams. I would encourage everyone to keep a dream journal, because a dream journal you can use for your own interpretation, because it is the interpreter of you. You're the one that's journeying, and you have all these symbols that you're trying to deal with. To go back just a few weeks ago, I remember seeing this plane fall out of the sky like a fallen leaf.
Oh, my.
And I sent a bunch of emails to my friends, and the next day there was these two helicopters that crashed near Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh.
And sometimes I'm working on my symbols. I saw a plane, but they did fall like a leaf. So I'm still learning myself, and I've been at this over 40 years. Sometimes the pictures aren't always perfect. Sometimes we only see parts of it correct.
Pisces ladies have asked, this is her question. Did everything come rushing at you, or was it more of a slow motion thing?
The best way I can describe that is that
are you there?
And
Roy?
And you're there.
We were cut off just for a second. I'm glad you came back. Real quick, Walsh, I feel like there's people you know that will help you. Okay? We won't read the question on the air, but I feel like there's people you know that will help you. Okay. Pisces Lady asked, did everything come rushing at you, or was it more of a slow motion thing? And Roy, I think that you're off the air when you gave your questions.
I essentially likened it to a roller coaster. As you get near the top, you're running slow, and then all of a sudden you're gathering momentum going downhill. So it starts off slow, and then it goes very quickly. It keeps gathering speed. If you've ever seen, like, Galaxy Quest, where they're going through the black hole, that is similar to what happened. All of a sudden, you enter it, and zing, you're through it.
You kind of pick up speed.
You pick up speed. You don't travel at the same speed. It seems like it's forever, the long tunnel, but it isn't. But the first part of it seems slow to me. Now, this is the first time. The first part of going through the tunnel is slow, and then it keeps gathering speed up. That's what I remember. The second time happened much, much quicker.
Faster.
If the first time took 5 seconds, the second time took probably less than a second.
but all reality is still flowing there, I'm sure. This one lady, a Kentucky lady, all she made a statement, what happened to sound? So then I'll ask the question, when you slow beginning and rushing toward the grandpa, how fast was it when you got in your body? And while you were talking to grandpa, was there the music? At what point did the music stop?
Good question. I'm going by a long time ago, what I can remember. As I recall going through the tunnel, I saw him, and of course I got very emotional. And as soon as I calmed down some, I heard the music. But I'm sure the music was going the whole time. It seemed soft at first, but it really wasn't that soft. It seemed like it was totally surrounding you. Maybe it was in my head. But I know shortly after he told me to go, it's like I saw the entrance back to the tunnel, and the next thing I remember was waking up the next day in the hospital bed.
Wow.
But all I could remember was the music. That was the main thing. And seeing my grandpa, those were the things that really hit home. And, of course, not fearing death.
Wow, that's amazing. Walsh, it feels like a middle-aged couple and older. Female is plump, possibly. Light hair. Okay, let me see what else is. Okay, any other questions, anybody? For me personally, or for our guest Roy tonight on his near-death experience, remember you can download this during the week. I'm going back, I'm recapping and see if the questions, if I've missed, I hope I haven't missed any. Energy breaks down from the top up and develops the same way. Wow, there's a good question. Curious, when you found yourself traveling, do you remember how you floated out of your body to the ceiling? And do you have any remembrances when you woke up in your body? Do you remember floating down, touching the body in any way when you got to it?
No, I don't. I remember being fascinated, being stuck up on the ceiling, looking at my body. It's hard to describe that. You know it's you, but yet you're looking at yourself. And I don't know how to put it. I don't remember coming back into the body. I know sometimes when I have entered my body wrong at night, I have a terrible day at work. Sometimes you just don't settle in too well. And sometimes when you take off from your body, you get that jump in the bed at night. Forget about trying to travel that night. You're not going to make it. But you'll learn these things. I hope you answered.
That jolt in bed, I call that a bad landing. We don't line 100%.
Yes.
Well, that's my... Anyway, I'll share a story with you. I must have been in 92, 93. There's a friend, her sister Nancy, had knee cancer, and they removed her leg up to her hip. And after the surgery, she wanted to show off her half-inch stitches. There was clearly a couple hundred of them. And I said, well, where's your leg? And she says, oh, they put it in the freezer. And I was so intrigued. She's like 32 years old, and they were wanting to know if she'd like to keep her leg for the rest of her life to be buried with it. Well, we all chuckled. We didn't think much about it, but I didn't want to make much of it because it was her leg in the freezer. So anyway, to make a long story short, I kept in touch with the family, and about a year later, we were talking, and I said, well, Nancy, what happened to your leg? And she says, oh, I just haven't burned it up. And I went, oh, my God. I was so like, oh, my gosh, here you want to keep your leg. And she says, you know, I didn't miss my leg, and I had no association with my leg. So when I talk to people who've experienced a near-death experience, they look at their body as Nancy had looked at her leg, and they felt no attachment to it, like it was something they didn't recognize or have any feelings for. So is that how you felt when you were looking down at your body?
Yes, I'd liken it to, let's say, a snake that sheds its skin. You know that the and was a part of the body, but it's not you now. That's essentially it. Yes.
Spirit person told me one day, I do a lot of praying and talking in my car. I get great answers in my little yellow Volkswagen, everybody. So if on a hard day you can't settle down, go to your car and sit in the sun and just kind of soak up some energy there. But one day they were speaking to me about how often I cut my hair, and what do I, when I cut my hair, do I miss it? Or when I have my nails cut, and my hair grows really fast, I have to cut it. Remember, my mother was American Indian, and you always have visions of American Indian peoples with really long hair. Well, I don't like it. I have to keep cutting every couple of weeks. So anyhow, I looked at that one day after cutting my hair, and I remember thinking that the hair meant nothing to me. And just recently, I had an interesting experience. A friend of mine lost a neighbor who unfortunately, 53 years old, died of a heart attack very suddenly. And I blended with the individual as he popped out of the body. He was laying on the ground, and as though you were laying on the cement in the driveway and it's hot, and you want to roll out of it. And he rolled out of his body like a pop. And I got the sense that we haul around this piece of flesh to coexist with life. And I think the audience and people listening, not to be amused by this, but how grateful you are to be in existence in the flesh you're carrying around for this lifetime. And I say you can wear your Christmas tree, you can decorate it, you can tattoo it, you can pierce it, you can color it because it's yours alone. But we shouldn't take it that the flesh is all we are, because we're living consciousness within the hunk of flesh we are carrying around. And this man that died at 53, though it was very difficult for him to get used to not being in the flesh, he did pop out of it as though it was an old coat. And though there was no pain, he just popped out of it. Though he lay on the cement, not knowing he had rolled out of his body, until he got up and saw his body lying there on the ground. And I helped my friend release that soul because he was so young, it was hard for him to leave the family. I thought I saw another question. Okay, so let me scroll down to the bottom of the screen. Chuck says, confirmation, my mom hates my wife. I disowned her. Oops. Hates my wife. I disowned her for whatever. I'm back to my wife. Thank you for helping me through this relief. Ooh, now I know I did it right. Wow, okay, so I called it. That's sad. And Chuck, please, it won't get any better. In fact, keep your wife's ears away from the family shuttle bug, because it may get worse before long. Okay, I don't know why. Okay, let's see. A tough situation, yes, absolutely. Okay, so I don't see, oh, a minute, here, some of the questions, we have an individual that's going through something in the chat room, and they're, I guess, in conversation helping this gentleman out. So thank you for all the feedback for helping the gentleman with a health issue, everybody. That's great. Okay, any other questions? And Chuck, you can, okay, thank you, try your best, okay. Okay, so they're helping each other in the chat room. Roy, but Roy, I want to thank you. And you have anything else you would like to add? Or you can stay on for a few minutes more. What would you like to do?
Well, I'm trying to remember the name of the guy that died that was pegged underneath the truck he was working on. I think Saved by the Light or something like that. I think he was from
Daniel Brinkley was hit by lightning, Saved by the Light.
No, I don't think it was him. But this guy that wrote the book about dying, and he happened to be in St. Pete for a seminar, and all I remember is my wife and probably 20 others was in the audience, and he talked from like 10 o'clock at night until daybreak. He just was so wound up about it, just went on and on and on. A lot of people asked some good questions. I was pretty mute most of the time because I had been through it. But the other people who hadn't, they asked lots of questions. He was really touched by it.
there's a lot of people who've written wonderful books. Of course, I like Melvin Morris and Raymond Moody and Edgar Cayce and some of the big hitters of the industry. And the books about people who've died, on one of my websites, I'll try to put some books up that I will do. Try means I may not get to it, but I will cover some of this in the website, Proof of Soul Survival. I'll start listing some of the books I have in the house of the stories. Damien Brinkley had two lightning strikes and a brain aneurysm. And during these life altering experiences while on the other side, his intuitive abilities grew, and he actually met guides and spirit people and some of the stories out there. So if you want a good also to read would be, of course, Damien Brinkley, and he wrote Embraced by the Light. And like I said, there's a lot of good. I'll try, let's see, I don't think I can tonight, but tomorrow, the next day, I'll start listing some of the books I have in the house and put it on Proof of Soul Survival so that you people can look up some of the books I have in the house and get some good reading ideas. Well, Roy, it's been a real pleasure. I'm not seeing any more questions coming in. Is there someone who's wanting to call in? Well, anyway, Roy, I want to thank you very much, and thank you for the time and all the information. You sounded very sincere, and I believe your story completely. So I hope that the audience got as much from listening to your story as I did and asking the questions I did.
Thank you, Nancy. It's been a pleasure. Brinkley's books and Moody's are very helpful, and they'll do a lot for people. There are many others out there. The search is half the fun. Thank you, and good night.
Good night, Roy. Pisces lady, are my son and daughter-in-law going to be able to make it, or is divorce going to happen? Well, Pisces lady, I want you to keep this information to yourself because we don't want to influence the children. I don't see the marriage surviving. Whatever is going on has already been happening for a good year or more. They're trying to make it work, but behind the scenes, they're not looking at each other. They're walking around the house as though they're not. I hope Roy was looking at the chat room and seeing that you're complimenting him for being there. That's really great. Nancy, would it be helpful for my wife to quit looking? Please tell her to stop looking. Sometimes mothers are jealous of wives because they take the sons away from them. And this could be one of the situations. Your wife has a stronger personality, and it could be that your mother doesn't like that and wants more control of you. Okay? So that's a very, very difficult situation. Kentucky lady, still seeing Georgia on my mind. I know who you are. Is that a question? Still seeing, I can't seem to have moved this window open. See if I can, Kentucky lady, I can't see past Georgia. Still seeing Georgia. Is that O-N, my mind? By the way, I got an email from Al and Lily and the house. They found the house I was talking about, and they sent me a testimonial. I was so excited. Okay, Pisces lady, sigh. I was hoping they would make it. I apologize for giving you bad news, but I wouldn't even hope for 5 years. I just feel like too much water has gone under the bridge. Something has gone wrong. Nancy, I want to know, would I make it big in the music business? Would I? Are you in the music business now? It feels like I see you in it now. Are you behind the scenes as well, in front of the microphone and in the back? I see you in both places. I see you shaking hands to a large-bodied man with dark skin. So I want to say you are going to make a connection. The man is dark-skinned, wears a suit with a vest buttoned down the front, and he wears better ornamentation. He's very fine dressed. It's a very light blue or gray in color, very distinguished, but a heavier man. I can't describe who he is. He makes me, I don't know who they are, but I do see you making some good connections, and I feel like you are going to have an opportunity. Critical thinker, I do see a step up, or what I would say, a better brain job for you. I feel like your job, whatever you're doing now, is either demeaning or you've learned it to where it's boring. Keep your eyes open. You are a person that needs to grow and not only be validating job, but work at a job that is more of your level. Critical, do you see completing my education? There you are. I just said that. Almost makes me think you could even shorten it a little bit. But I do feel like in 2 years you will absolutely be done. Nancy, I've had anxiety for a couple of years, mainly related, haven't gotten better, but it still hasn't subsided completely. Do you ever see this coming to an end? Oh, my gosh, girl, do I get questions of this. Unfortunately, I see another 2 to 2.5 years of this up and down going on. I almost think that before long they're going to say, we can help you. So if you're getting help, you need to figure out if it's the right dosage. But I do feel like help is coming to you. Okay, Chuck, thank you. Pike Lady, okay, thank you, Jenny. Okay, here's another question. Can you tell me how I can work on my abilities, turning them off and on when I want them, not when they want me? Oh, my gosh. Is that not the best question in the whole world? When I first started, I was kind of like in the on switch all the time, not knowing it. Remember, I stepped away from a marriage 21 years, but we were kind of like not in the best place in the house all the time. We were kind of like always in that mode of fight and flight. But when I got into this, I started with psychometry. It wasn't to develop the abilities as much as learn to turn it on and off. So I'd be visiting with Roy. I can be reading off and on in the chat room, but when I read a sentence, I focus and look at it, and you can almost hear my voice changing. The room could burn down, and I can focus so intently. Then I back off, and I turn it off. And I saw someone write something about how can I focus. I started out with psychometry. Though we had horses and children, and I was always knowing so many things about, my husband used to call it whims and wishes, and yell like, right. But I was always in the on position, not knowing how to turn it off. It's very draining. But by picking up an object, getting it, and putting it down was the best way for me to get trained. And that was done with the Spirit of Grace in Citrus Heights, California. And they are still in the church environment, the spiritual church. So if you're in Northern California, in Sacramento, Citrus Heights area, the Spirit of Grace taught me psychometry, and they're lovely people. Okay, thank you very much. We still have 22 minutes, so you're invited to stay and hit those questions to me as fast as you can. You know, it doesn't take a lot. And there were 18 to 20 people in the chat room, and for tonight only, you'll see what kind of response I get. The choice of a book and $20 off on a half-hour reading if you'll email me the next day or two so we can book an appointment, because I don't want people in a week to call me up. I won't remember all these people in the chat room. So do me a favor, Nancy at nancymaps.com, and see if you're interested in talking to me. Okay. Pisces lady, am I going to go back to work or will I be able to stay home? Wow, what a statement. You said, will I be able to stay home? Okay, now, you know, I'm a professional listener, but I'm a professional reader. So when I see a question like that, I do see you working. Is it part-time? Do you want to stay home completely? I do see you going out and then back again. I don't know what that means. But I feel like you have a way to make some spending money, some extra. So I want to say it's part-time, but I don't get the sense of what it is. Okay, so you ask questions back and forth. Thank you very much. This is the missus. Of course you can ask a question. I love it that it's in blue. Go ahead. WWEM, oops. There's a website giving, you know, if I see a website, I always give it out. So if you want to type yours in, anybody in the chat room, I always advertise. Here's one that's given by Karen the Hypnotist, www.emoferee.com. I don't know what that is, but it sounds interesting. Okay, keep going down. Okay, here it is. So here's a question. Mrs. In blue, I'm having some health issues. How will this work out for me? You know, I'm kind of seeing a little roller coaster. I feel like you're not feeling well, and you're not going to feel well for a little longer. So I'm looking at weeks or possibly early months, under 6 months, for you to start feeling better. The depression I'm feeling from you is also part of your illness. So the illness is causing depression, and depression is making the illness worse. I'm not sure. A lot of mix-up in your brain. So you have a few things going on. Remember, I'm not a doctor, not supposed to diagnose. But I don't know all the health issues are. They're not showing me death. I just feel like up to five to six months, you're still recovering. So I do feel you coming out. I am seeing extensive travel going across country and vacations in the future. So if this is a serious illness, absolutely you are going to survive this. Will my children get child support or have a relation with their father? I'm being shown the father, so I feel like he will show up in the be in the picture. But to what extent, I don't know. He tells me he'll be darned if he won't be connected. So even if you see him not connected, he shows me he is going to be connected. He wants to watch me. He wants to watch you. So I do feel like he will be involved, but to what level, I don't know. Will the children get child support? I do feel like there's some coming, but I don't know if you have to force it. It's going to be volunteer. Here's a blogtalkradioshow.com/, and I'll spell that, V like in Victor, ENTRADIO, Vent Radio, and that's from Jenny. And then Kentucky Lady, I have a friend of mine by the name of Ralph who has been out of a job for about a year. He lives in Atlanta. He says he is going to be evicted from his, oh, I'm so sorry to hear these stories, from his home. Do you have any idea where he should go? Wow, that's a lot there. Kentucky Lady, is he ill? Does he have a body issue? Is that why he's out of a job? I do see him okay. He is living in a small structure after this, but I don't know if it's an apartment or with somebody. I can't tell. It makes me think a south and east direction, but they're not a lot south, just a little bit, just like blocks and then east. I think he connects with a tall, lean man first who helps him find another place. Okay, that's the best I can do. That's very, very stressful. Wow, I am thinking of letting my ex back into the household and was wondering how it would play out. You know, why don't you do something I do with my people when they suggest someone live in their home? Rather it be an ex or not, you're not letting me know if you want a love relationship with this man or not. I have found that if you put a cap on any arrangement, all you and listening on the web here and in the chat room, put a cap on everything. Go from month to month, no more than 6 months. At the end of each month, evaluate how it's going. After 6 months, he is to move out unless you tell him different. Not to unpack everything. Only living. He may feel out of sorts for a while. This is your house. I hope it is. It is. Human beings can put a facade on their face for 6 months. After 6 months, they go back to where they were, and you may find this true. Okay? So be careful. Blessings, Nancy. I was wondering if my finances are looking or going to look better. You know, in about a month, it's going to turn around a little bit. Every staircase going up, you think that people are going to run upstairs or not. They're going to go at time. If you watch your finances, after the first year, it feels like they all get better. Don't know if you pay off or you get a little extra money. Same with the thank you, I needed to hear that. That family is actually going to get some money coming in, but I don't know from what direction. So sometimes when you ask for it, you count your blessings, you are alive, you are healthy, and Nancy, this lovely lady who wondered if her finances are going to get better. After the first year, from January to March, I think that you're going to see that your finances are changing. How that happens, I don't know. And I'm telling everybody for the next 2 years, please keep your work world money safe, don't risk, because I don't see better things for 2 years still. Okay? the thing about getting a job, Jay, thanks for shouting out my link. I love, are you kidding? I love this Blog Talk Radio and website. I love website, and Karen knows I'm just a nut, but I love developing. I actually am an artist, and I'm an engineering person. So anytime I can design anything, I seem to want to do it. Anyway, Jenny, I'm not avoiding your question. I was kind of like looking at it. They're showing me the month of March as job time. I don't know if you find a couple opportunities. Second to third week in March, August. In August, there'll be some changes in August. Feels like the second and third week. I don't know if you get a job or you find some leads. So let me know. Critical thinker, Kentucky lady, let's offer a pair of intervention for this gentleman. And Kentucky lady, let me know. Feel like there's some illness in this man. I'm not sure why I was getting that. Kentucky lady, not that I'm aware of. I don't know if you should check with him. If that's stopping from getting a job or something within him that he's not feeling good of and better with and maybe interfering with him getting a better job. Nancy, will my friend Fleet find a job he will be happy with? Not for this next job and the job after that. So I'm not sure how long. This man is better working in his own head. So if his name is Fleet, that's a really great name, by the way. This gentleman creates and thinks in his head. So I don't know if it's the next job he'll get, but it feels like the job after that. I was doing a radio show maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I must have 7 people asking about getting jobs. This is the time, the signs of the time. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you get the next job, hold on to it as long as you can. I don't feel we're out of danger with work for 2 years. This all this summer, next summer, and the summer after. Like this girl is back up and down here. This website again, Blog Talk Radio, /vent. Radio, VENTRADIO. So that show must, that radio show must be people to speak out their dissatisfaction. 56. Kathy, thanks. So Miss says, if so, he will see the kids more. It feels like he will want to see the kids more. I see him looking at the kids as though he's down on one knee. I don't know how small your children are at the moment, but I feel like you will check on this and see the kids. How many times? Remember, I see a picture. I don't know. It's one time or more times. I do see him trying to connect and see these children. Shucks. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions we have? We're going an hour and a half tonight. Roy was so great to come in and talk. But I want to make sure I answer some of your questions. Okay, here's another one. I've had health issues in the past, one of the many being depression with meds. Do you see this getting better or worse regarding my health and all my issues? Was that you that I was talking about? I've had health issues in the past, one of the many being depression with meds. Do you see this getting better or worse regarding my health? Did they say that taking the prescription was causing the depression, or that you had to take depression, you had to take medicine, and you're being ill caused the depression? I see the word depression, and I see it as a condition being brought on, not necessarily chemistry. So it feels like the depression will go away as your health gets better. Now, remember, I'm going to have to leap in time, or you have to deal with depression. I don't know, but I don't feel your health being what it is for some long months, maybe up to a year or more. So I'd rather give a lot of time with it. Remember, I said to somebody once, when you have an illness and you're running up the mountain, when you get to the top and you have a turnaround of health, it takes that much longer to come down the other side. So it doesn't happen overnight. So you got to let your body take as much time going into the illness as coming out of it. Hope that worked. Is Obama going to be the next president? Well, I'm not going to not answer that. I'm going to try to stay away from it. very difficult. On Astro Star, I think it was 2001, and I don't know if she has it listed, I saw Hillary being beaten by a dark-haired man. And I took it to be that the dark-haired man would win the presidency. Even though we're hearing that Obama should win, what I hear and feel is middle America and older people voting for an older president because of a sure thing. So I really don't know. Obama is very, very young. I don't know how much experience he's had, and I did see on CNN, I watch that a lot, that he went overseas and talked to some important people. But middle America, the older generation, I just don't know. I think it's going to be pretty close that way. Okay? Okay. And then on second thought, don't answer. See? Didn't give an answer. I just see some indecision coming. Okay. All right here. If someone says, okay, keep it light. Politics is hard. It's like someone calling and asked about a lawsuit. I align that answer to a ping pong ball thrown into a room, door closed quickly with no windows. So the ping pong ball will just bounce around all over the place. And it's hard to see where it lands because it bounces and bounces because there's so much back and forth. Yes, they're going to win. No, they're going to win. Yes, it's very, very difficult. Karen says, here's the problem. The media, bless their hearts, they are fear feeders. Do what makes your mind give you positive thoughts. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Okay, here's the next question. Will my father ever realize his goals? He is always working on things and nothing pans out. Actually, I do see something coming for him. I have to go months. It's almost like he has an aha moment, but I don't know what it is. So of all things he's working on, one of them, one day you'll just see him smiling and kind of gloating, and something will work his way. So something will pan out. How's that? Pisces lady says, in my dreams, I see Hillary having something to do with the presidency. You know, that's amazing. I don't know. I just don't know. Wow, Kentucky lady, I have a girlfriend, Elizabeth. Do you see her getting a job soon? So many out of jobs. Boy, I tell you. See, the stress of that is very difficult. Elizabeth has shown me a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. She's very sad. So I feel like she will have, oops, I lost her. Boy, this chat room just jumps on me here. 7 minutes left to bear, hurry up. They're showing me a job for her also. I see it at the end of summer. So I don't know, in your part of the world, that means end of August or end of September. Lots of people. I also feel like maybe Elizabeth won't get the job of her dreams. It's going to be a job that helps her, and that's it. Vicki, Nancy, I know you are so spiritual. That sure is why you never grow old. You know what? I'm growing old even if I don't want to. Older, better. All right, I hear all the girls say, wait a minute, Nancy. I've been in the business a long time. Because of my Indian background, I've been a little bit more fortunate to have crow's feet and all that. But I still feel it. I'm so comfortable with my age right now, only because I know that it just feels different to me. I'm appreciative to be alive. It's just spirit friends, Karen. I feel them turning on in switches. I see two people, a man and a woman, a medium-built man and a smaller woman with a rounder bosom and a higher hip line, not heavy, but like a high-waisted. Because of weight gain, it's like her hip line has moved up. That's who's doing all that in your house. Welcome, spirits. Yes, Nancy, thank you. Depression, I feel, was from the meds. Absolutely. I have since taken myself off and have been fine with that. Great. I've been told by medical people to be very careful how you take yourself off medicine. And I went off cold turkey on a couple allergy kind of things, and I think it kind of took the wind out of me. So when I moved down into Arizona, out of California, I kind of went off all the medicines at once, and I feel like it really helped, but it also kind of jolted me a little bit. Here's somebody who says, I wish Ron Paul would win. Sorry if others disagree. Everybody that runs has its own way of appealing to people, so nobody's wrong, okay? I think he's just out of the run, that's all. Vicki in Maryland, where is my husband? Can you give me his address? If I could do that, my girlfriend, I would be just, wouldn't that be amazing to come up with names? Okay, we got 4 minutes left. Let me see how many more questions there are. Oh, here one. Jenny, that's great news. Thank you. I want my father to do well. I don't know what that means money-wise, but I see him walk around and he's just gloating, so something has happened. I can't promise everything, but at least that one. You guys have great sense of humor. I love it. Nancy, you have always given me point one advice for years. Oh, thank you, Vicki. And it's so nice you called me and you've joined the show tonight. Hope you enjoy it. It's not often we have a guest, and when I was able to connect with Roy, I was very pleased. We'll have Karen back and talk about spirit attachments. I left her a little note today, and I think she's very fun. She's in the chat room tonight, and we talk about ghosts and spirits and attachments. I'll have her on again shortly. Okay. I know who you are, Vicki. Okay, we're getting down to the wire. Jenny says, oh, that's funny. My father strides when he's gloating. Well, I actually see vision movies in my mind. So I can see people walking, and someone had said I had seen someone just like that, gloating and kind of lumbering. The word was lumbering. I had described him that way. Okay, so you're getting some encouragement, Karen, to get you back on. So maybe I should do, we should have her on the next week or the week after. For those 18 people in the chat room tonight, hello everybody, we've got two minutes left. My website, of course, is on in the front. But Karen and I have been working, and I won't answer questions of who in here. If someone says, okay, Chuck, thank you. thank you. I appreciate all the compliments. I do have fun doing this. But in spirit land, there are such things as ghosts and hauntings, and then our spirit guides and people and family. There's also people who pass over who get stuck in between, but not ready to pass on because the addiction of life has enticed them to want to stay. And so what happens is they find even the little girl that died without her mother, the enticement to find and keep on the spirit plane made her seek out somebody who she thought would help her find her mother. It was amazing. So when Karen brought this idea up, I could describe to her before we knew it was a little girl. I started talking about this lady and this child of spirit attachment. And then Karen talked to the woman, and we put her under, and she described the same as I had described. So it was quite amazing. So maybe next week or the week after, depending on her schedule, we'll have her on, and you can come in and ask me questions and spirit attachment questions. I collect antiques, dolls, etc. with spirit attachments. That's also true. We're talking about spirit balls of energy who attach themselves to people who are living for the addiction they cannot get over. Wow. Cheryl John, it feels like a thick, dark-haired man you may decide on. So do me a favor and go and check to the one that you feel most comfortable with and get back to me. If it's a little thicker body person with darker hair, let me know if it's either one of these gentlemen, okay? It's unfortunate you have to decide on attorneys through a psychic. Always go with your gut. And those who are attorneys out in the field, let me know that you are and your reputation, what you do. And, of course, I always promote you. It's always hard to find good attorneys. So, again, thank you for coming, and Roy, if you're listening, and all my friends in the chat room, until next week, and I will put on the description if Karen will join us or if we have another guest. All right. And thank you, everybody, again. Vicki and Marilyn, Brooke Morgan, Cheryl John, guest, Critical Thinker DJ, Kentucky Lady, the Psychic Lady, Energy Therapies, Karen Hypnotist, Chuck Absley, Walsh, Best of Luck, Welcome Spirit, Kathy One, Jenny Davis, and of course myself, and a few that have come and gone. Thank you, everybody. Yes, thank you very much. We'll talk to you later. I think I'm going to go save my voice. Bye-bye.